This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And today's date is 17th.
18th.
And the English one?
English one is
8th. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. اليوم 18 من شهر شوال 1444 الموافق لثمانية من شهر مايو 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك الداء والدواء. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So inshallah today we continue from where we stopped last time. I guess last time we reached a place where the مؤلف says فصلون. He talks about المحبة عامة والخلة خاصة. Some of the differences between المحبة والخلة. Between محبة and خلة. So he says, وَأَمَّا مَا يَظُنُّهُ بَعْضُ الْغَالِطِينَ أَنَّ الْمُحَبَّةَ أَكْمَلَ مِنَ الْخُلَّةِ وَأَنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ وَمُحَمَّدًا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ فَمِنْ جَهْلِهِ. Ibn Qayyim says, as for what some of the ignorant thinks, مِنْ أَنَّ الْمُحَبَّةَ أَكْمَلُ مِنَ الْخُلَّةِ. They believe that محبة is more perfect than the khulla. To be habib is better than being khalil. Yeah, he said there are some people out of ignorance, they believe that khalil is habib is better than khalil. That's why they said Ibrahim is khalilullah, but Muhammad is habibullah. To them, they are praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than Ibrahim alaihi salam. It said Ibrahim Khalilullah wa Muhammadun Habibullah. Qala fa min jahlihi. This happens because of the ignorance. Qala fa inna al-mahabbata 'amma. Because mahabba is general. Everyone can get it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see, you know, hibbu fulan wa fulan. But khulla is not like that. He says al-mahabbatu 'amma. وَالْخُلَّةُ خَاصَّةٌ. And خُلَّة is very specific. And whenever you see two things, one of them is specific and the other one is general, usually the specific one is more, virtuous than the general one. That's how it is. You know, even us also in our life, this is how we do. When you generalize, that means something is very common. Yeah, when you make something special, that means you mean it. And you respect that person or that thing which you are intending with that special recognition, you know, you respect him more than the rest. قَالَ وَالْخُلَّةُ خَاصَّةُ وَالْخُلَّةُ نِهَايَةُ الْمَحَبَّةُ. You have the love. خُلَّة is the peak of love. Al-Mahabbah. So when you are talking about loving somebody, the peak of that is to reach the level of خُلَّة. وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَهُ خَلِيلًا كَمَا اتَّخَذَ إِبْرَهِيمًا خَلِيلًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to be his Khalil. Just like the way he has taken Ibrahim as his Khalil. So now Ibrahim is gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam the same title that Ibrahim used to have. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam negated having any khalil other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken me as khalil, and I will never accept somebody to be my khalil. Ma ikhbarihi bihubbihi li Aisha. You see, khulla is very specific, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Yet his khalil is Allah. But at the same time, he said he loves Aisha. Yeah, when he was asked, Man ahabbu an-nasi ya Rasulullah, qala Aisha. Man ahabbu an-nasi ilayk, who is the most beloved person to you? He said, Aisha. They said, ya Rasulullah, we're asking you about the brothers. Qala abuha. He said, her father. Subhanallah. So he says he loves Aisha, and for sure he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more greater than anybody else. You can see this. Mahabba fiha shay'un min al-ishtirak. Somebody can get involved, somebody can share, you know, but khullanu. It just has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So he says he loves Aisha. He says he loves her father. And he loves Umar radiallahu anhu. And many other companions the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves. وأيضا فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى loves التوابون. Who are the توابون? Those who repent, right? The correct meaning is those who always repent, who repent a lot. التواب, the one that frequently repent to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ويحب الصابرين. And he loves also as-sabirun. Who are the sabirun? Those who have the power to do the habsun nafs. Habsun nafs means to control the their soul from taking action when somebody hurt them. Yeah, that's a sabr. Yeah, one of the most difficult behavior to be observed. Patience. That's why they said it is taken from the word as-sabir, right? And that's the tree which is so bitter. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhibbu as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who are patient. Patience when it comes to staying from the ma'asi. Patience when it comes to doing the right thing. And patience when it comes to calamity, when it strikes a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves as-sabirun in all of their categories. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muhsinun also. Who are the muhsinun? الَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُمْ. Those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if they see him. لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَانُهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُمْ. If they can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah sees them. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves الْمُقْسِطُونَ. Who are the مُقْسِطُونَ? The just judges, the just rulers, people of adl, You know, people who observe justice, you know, in all circumstances, whether they are rulers, they are leaders, they are whoever they are, but they are observing justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really loves them so much. وَشَابُ التَّائِبُ حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. And the shab, the young person who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves it. وَخُلَّتُهُ خَاصَّةٌ بِالْخَلِيلَيْنِ. So you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Rasulullah, and he told that he loves التَّائِبُ. How many ta'ibun we have? A lot, right? How many sabirun we have? A lot. How many muhsinun we have? A lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them all. Anyone who qualifies the name of Ihsan, he is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muqsit, those people who always observe justice whenever they judge between people. And so he loves this, he loves that. But when it comes to the khullah, his khullah is only for who? Two people. Either Ibrahim alayhi salam or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. So you can see al-mahabba qad yashtariku yashariku al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Ibrahim fiha akharun. But when it comes to the khullah, nobody got it except al-khalilay. وَإِنَّمَا هَذَا مِنْ قِلَّةِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْفَهْمِ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The one who is saying that mahabba is better than khullah, he is doing this out of nothing but ignorance. Little knowledge that he has of the deen, and also little understanding he has about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if he studies the deen properly, he will understand that khulla is better than muhabba. If he goes through the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will never come up with that thought which says that muhabba is better than khulla. And at the end of the day, he will never go and say that Muhammad is Habibullah and Ibrahim is Khalil al-Rahman, thinking that he is praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by doing that. Can somebody look for khulla? No. Can you look for muhabba? Yes. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you. Yeah. That's the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you khalil. That's an exaggeration and going against what is known to the scholars, that this is only for the khalilay. That's why dua has its own principles, right? And the conditions. Yeah, you want it to be accepted. No exaggeration should be there. Asking things which you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not do it because it is against his sunnah in humankind. Yeah, because Allah has the sunnah in human beings. Has the sunnah in this life. He follows that sunnah which he prescribed for himself. You get it? Although, I mean, حيث الإمكانية نعم يمكن. Wallahu fa'al lima yurid. But is he going to do? No, because it goes against the sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in dealing with us. So when you make dua, make sure you are doing it through the correct way, right? Asking things which are within the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his creation. Qala faslun wa qad taqaddama. So this topic is a new topic that we'll be talking about. Al-Abdu yatruku ma yuhibbu wa yahwa liman yuhibbuhu wa yahwahu. And sometimes you stay away from what you like and you look forward to get it. You're leaving it for who? For somebody that you love so much. And you look forward for meeting and making those people happy. وقد تقدم أن العبد لا يترك ما يحبه ويهواه إلا لما يحبه ويهواه. So usually you make a replacement if aql functions properly. When do you replace something with another thing? When you perceive that the second one is better. Yeah, this is aql. This is mahdhu al-aql. A person doesn't go out of good too bad if Aql is doing the thing correctly. Yeah. So that's why Ibn Qayyim says, we have already mentioned that usually a slave, when he leaves something, he's leaving it to something else which is also beloved to him. ولكن يترك أضعفهما محبة لأقواهما محبة. So sometimes, all the time, as I said, if Aql is functioning properly, a person will leave that which he loves little. I mean, your love to that thing is not that much. You stay away from it to something that you love more. This is who we are. These are the basis of selection and choices. Yeah, we choose this one. Yeah, because you love it more. Although you have to sacrifice something, but you don't mind sacrificing this and going to it. يعني الغرب when the أقولهم أصبحت خسيسة جدا يعني. والله, when the أقل of the غربيون and Western community, when the أقل is twisted, you know. Yeah, that's why you see a person can sell some part of his body to buy some of these devices. Allah, we have heard about those who sell their children to buy drugs, to get money to buy drugs. So you can see how much they go out of this qaida, which is known to be practiced by human beings. Yeah, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slowly and gradually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing, you know, this fact to everyone, where they even, you know, change themselves to others. You know. In the UK alone, they have, I don't know how many, 4,000, they said? Yeah, I heard one of the speakers mentioning 4,000 human dogs. Yeah, they bring somebody with their in a picture. It's like the way they have their dog. Also, he's having that. The only difference is he has a human dog going around the city. And a good number of them, you know. Sadaq al-Rajul, he says this ummah sometimes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the last part of this ummah, last part of this dunya, some of this ummah will be turned into pigs and monkeys, you know. So now, with these trans animals that exist in them, you know, they started going to the by themselves, you know. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, when the Aql is twisted, a person is willing to stay away from what he loves more to something which is so useless. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, how is it possible for somebody to even use his money? Wallah, even the money. Even if this money you found it on the street, you know, use that money to go and buy something that is harmful to you. But now we're not talking about this. We're talking about somebody, you know, selling his kidney. And why did he need the money to buy the iPad? You know? MashaAllah. And those who, at least he buys something that, and he touches and, maybe, you know, if we have husnul dhan, he might do some business, you know. But that one who sells his child to buy drugs, you know. What is this? So knowing all of these things is good. Allah is good. Because it helps you to appreciate the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you, ni'mat al-aql. Mustaqil. Unless if he is brainwashed like those guys, wash his aql, then his aql will become something that thinks exactly like them. قال ولكن يترك أضعفهما محبة لأقواهما محبة. So a person stays away from something that he loves. Yeah, he loves it, but that love is not that much. But now he sees something more beneficial. He stays away from this. Go and get that one. That's what we learned, you know, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it shouldn't go and leave something that is better to something that is worse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the Jew, he says, قَالَ دُعُنَا رَبَّكَ not Qalud in Arabic. The ayah before then. When they say يخرج لنا من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها. They are replacing what? المن والسلوى. With what? بصل. Even in Tom and Jerry, they don't like basal, you know. You are lying, subhanAllah. Perfect example of when the aql is gone, you know. They replace what Allah SWT has given them free of charge, you know, healthy. No side effect whatsoever because this is Allah giving them. They replace it with what? Basal and food. Sometimes when somebody thinks in the wrong way, people will say maybe he ate a lot of food, you know. That was the, and it's had jokes people are doing, but that was the replacement, you know. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَالْبَعُ. In these type of circumstances, تَدِلُّ عَلَى الْمَتْهُوكُ. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. You know, you're looking for the badal, which is so low in quality. Yeah, because it's food, so there is quality in it, but the quality is low. Some food you will, there is benefit. Allah doesn't create anything which doesn't have any benefit. But atibba tried to find any benefit, visible benefit, they couldn't, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَسَّبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. Yeah, because they are going against the nature. You know, because naturally you choose something better than what you have to replace it with what you have. But subhanAllah, if a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will let him forget these simple concepts and principles, which you don't need anyone to teach you. You Allah, you don't need anyone to teach you. And sometimes this is how it is, you know, even in our life. How many times you see a person will leave a job to something else, and he doesn't have a better, and that job is okay, halal, halal, you know. But lack of patience, you know, he leaves before getting something better. And what is the consequence? Throughout my life with these type of people, they suffer. And they tell somebody, do not leave your job before you get something else at hand. Yeah, as long as that job is correct. Yeah, that's the condition. As long as that job is correct. Because if that job is not correct, you are supposed to leave it immediately. You are supposed to leave it immediately. To resign right on the spot. Are you leaving it to the best? Yes. Yeah. Are you leaving it to the best? Yes, you are leaving it to the best. Just like what scholars said, because the al-usuliyun qarraru annahu yajuz an-naskhu ila ghayri badal. Yajuz an-naskhu ila ghayri badal. Badal malmus lana. But that is badal, that is always badal. But badal hissi, you might not see badal. Badal means replacement. Allah abrogated something, but He doesn't give you anything else. Is it halal? I say yes. Yeah, because if something is abrogated and Allah did not give you anything to replace it, what is the replacement? A turk, not do it. He's called also replacement, you know. One of the issues also, even Qayyim, I guess, talk about here in the last part of this section. There is, so this is a very important, you know, subhanAllah, topic that we should understand, because nowadays people are telling us, you cannot just tell people to stop doing something except if you are going to provide badal for them. We have heard a lot of this, you know, being said by the people. But what is the alternative? If you tell them you cannot do this, then what is the alternative? Honestly speaking, go and do the tawaf in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see a single place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for you to stay away from that which is haram, badal has to be given to you. Never come across this, never heard of it from anyone. And this is the Shari'at Rabbil Alameen. What he wants you to do it. What he doesn't like, he wants you to stay away from it. Badal, no badal, just stay away from it. And staying away from it is badal also. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. You Allah, success in that staying away from the thing. So this concept of saying that we have to have badal, we must have alternative, it doesn't exist in our Sharia. What exists is, you just have to respect that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and He asks you to do with no comment. So it's very important for us to understand this, that it is not necessary that always you must get a replacement. When it comes to the job, as I said, in this time of ours, when that job is haram, you stay away from that job, even if you don't have a badal. You must do it on the spot. Then you look for the badal. The period you take, it will be acting as a test for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will be rewarded. But from the time you know that the job is wrong, it's haram, and you keep doing, if you have excuse in the past, but from now onward, you will never have an excuse. Yeah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuse you because of ignorance, which also doubt is there, because you can only have an excuse when you live in a place where excuse in your case is possible. Yeah, if you live in a place where the scholars are there and available, and you can have access to the knowledge, you cannot do something in this life as a Muslim without knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do in it. You must check, you must ask before you start. So if you go and do it, and then later on you realize that this is a sinful act, you get a sin, you know, start from the beginning, from the time you joined that company. That excuse is only applicable in the case of somebody who doesn't know, and there is no access to the knowledge. In his case, he lives in the place where, and he thought, it's okay. This guy has to leave it the moment the knowledge reaches. وَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى says. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He's talking about riba. But the person who gets involved in the riba, he gets the sin from the beginning. Although he also, if he repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. And if he doesn't, then that punishment which comes afterward will be applicable on him. قَالَ كَمَا أَنَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَكْرَهُهُ لِحُصُولِ مَا مَحَبَّتُهُ أَقْوَى عِنْدَهُ مِنْ كَرَاهَةِ مَا يَفْعَلُهُ. And just like Ibn Qayyim said, just like the way sometimes you do, يَفْعَلُ مَا يَكْرَهُهُ لِحُصُولِ مَا مَحَبَّتُهُ أَقْوَى. And you might do something that you don't like it that much, but you do, because you know that the result is going to be so excellent, which is far greater than what you hate. Yeah, you don't like it, but you go. Yeah, there are things which are done in the period of Makkah. And sometimes you left, even the business we're talking about, sometimes you don't like some business, but that's the available thing you have, which is the only halal. You just go and do. Why? Because you know the result is the rida and the mardatillahi as-sawjal. You are so exhausted, and the environment, the weather is cold, that you do the mujahadah in nafs. You move forward to go to the masjid and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you know the result is success. Yeah, so Ibn Qayyim says sometimes you do what you don't like. You don't like it. You know, as far as interest is concerned, sometimes you don't like it. But you're doing it because Allah loves it. And because the result is so excellent, which is far greater, you know, than the harm that is going to reach you, if any. Because sometimes these harms are wahami, shaykh wahami. Might not exist, you know, at all. But somebody, out of fear that it might be there, then you take a decision based on it. So Ibn Qayyim is telling us this is who we are. This is who we should be, you know. If we have aql, and subhanAllah, if these principles are practiced properly, you know, subhanAllah, Allah, you will see everyone following the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the result is always good or bad, always good. in doing that which Allah SWT commands you, you know, you always receive good. You Allah. You might see it difficult or painful sometimes, but it's always good. If you understand it and analyze it correctly, it always good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Your soul might have some resistance, but Allah SWT always commands you to do that which is beneficial to you. He says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you might love something, but it is not good for you. You hate something, but it is good for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. It's all about trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just, you know, subhanAllah, cool down your desire to follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to follow for your own success. قال لحصول ما محبته أقوى عنده من كراهة ما يفعله أو لخلاصه من مكروه. So you are doing this because you know at the end of the day you will be able to get rid of a makruh. مكروه كراهته عنده أقوى من كراهة ما يفعله. So you're doing something that you don't like because you know if you do it you will avoid another bigger problem which you hated more than this one. So just do this one to avoid that one. This is who we are when aql is thinking correctly. وقد تقدم أن خاصية العقل إيثار أعلى المحبوبين على أدناهما. You know, and the value of the aql and what makes you believe that this aql is perfect, you know, sound, is to see this person favoring, you know, the best in terms of love over the one that he loves lesser. You have two things. You love this one more, and the other one you love it, but lesser. Which one aql always favors? The first one. Yeah. That's always like that. If you see aql taking the second one, there has to be some asbab. But naturally, the aql goes with the first one. وَأَيْسَرُ الْمَكْرُوهَيْنِ عَلَىٰ أَقْوَاهِمَا مَكْرُوهَيْنِ عَلَىٰ أَقْوَاهُمَا. And if you have two evil things, two dislike things to the person, one of them is lesser in terms of dislikeness, and the other one is bigger. Which one you go? Of course, you go to the lesser of the two evils. وَتَقَدَّمَ أن هذا من كمال قوة الحب والبغض. And this is the peak of the strength and the power of love and hatred. وَلَا يَتُمُ لَهُ هَذَا إِلَّا بِأَمْرَيْنِ. And this cannot be completed unless if you fulfill two issues. I mean, if you have if you observe two issues, or you have two issues. Number one, quwwatul idraki. Number two, shaja'atul qalb. Al-idrak is a clear maturity and understanding that is based on understanding. Yeah, I'm trying to give you the best word to understand what idrak means. Idrak means you have the strong aql and maturity to see things in the way they are. To see the reality of everything. As idrak is a very important knowledge. To see things in the way they are. قال قوة الإدراك وشجاعة القلب. The courage of the heart. Confidence. Of the heart. The shaja'a is courage, right? A person is courageous enough to face challenges, you know. قَالَ فَإِنَّ التَّخَلُّفَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ وَالْعَمَلَ بِخِلَافِهِ يَكُونُ إِمَّا لِضَعْفِ الْإِدْرَاكِ بِحَيْثُ إِنَّهُ لَمْ يُدْرِكْ مَرَاتِبَ الْمَحْبُوبِ. He says, having somebody who is not observing these is based on one of the following. Either because the idrak is very weak, you know, there is no clear, you know, understanding that is based on quwwat al-aql, which is able to see things in the way they are. بحيث إنه لم يدرك مراتب المحبوب والمكروه على ما هي عليه. In a way, he failed to see the levels, you know, to see the level of that mahbub, the things that he loves, or the things that he hates, to see them in their true nature. He fails to do that. So he couldn't see them in their reality. And for sure, you will see that person favoring something that is lesser than the other, you know, thing which is stronger than it in terms of benefit. Yeah, because he doesn't understand, you know. You need to explain to him how important is this. You need to go deeper and deeper for him to understand that this is the best choice for him. Yeah. So Ibn Qayyim is trying to tell you that the wrong choices that are taking place in our life, it is because the person doesn't have that ability, you know, in his aql to see things in the way they are. قَالَ وَإِمَّا لِضَعَفٍ فِي النَّفْسِ وَعَاجِزٍ فِي الْقَلْبِ. Or sometimes he sees, but unfortunately he's very weak. He cannot choose this one. He knows that going with this one is better, but he cannot choose. You know, this happens in marriage a lot. Yeah, just to please people, it is a very wrong concept also. Even your parent also. Yeah, even your parent. You have a sister or a brother who is a religious, well-mannered, but the parent don't like. You have another person who is not religious and very bad and corrupt, but rich, or he lives in the West. Now this is the new trend, you know, living in the West, especially for the sister side. Apparently, usually this is their weapons, you know, this guy has a good life, you know, and what do they mean by good life? Why? Because he lives in Canada, UK, US, you know. They will be pushing the sister and see her not thinking realistically because she doesn't want to go. So sometimes out of shyness, I know this is better. And I have all the principles of idrak. I see the reality that being with this person is better for me. They have religion, they are mu'addabin, they have. But I don't know how to face the parent. Then at the end of the day, they will favor that one. Which is very wrong decision to be made when it comes to the marriage. You know, a person shouldn't submit just like that. Even if you don't fight, but understand the future. Both of these two people, your parent, most likely will die, will leave you alone to face the challenges. And subhanAllah, in most instances that I know, you know, when a problem happens, who deals with the problem? Him alone. Yeah, you might not get anything except blame. The reason why you are getting these problems because you're not doing this and that, you know. Person has to think about all of these consequences, which will help you to stay away from choosing what you know is wrong. You know, it's wrong to go with it. Go with that which you see properly. Yeah, be strong in terms of executing the understanding you have and the knowledge you have. So in everything is like that. When you see things correctly, you must make sure that, yes, your nafs is so strong. You know. And subhanAllah, in our life also, can we apply it? The normal life. As a righteous person, somebody who is trying to be righteous, maintain your integrity and your manners and your righteousness and good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we apply it? Yes. How many times you see a person who wants to practice, but out of shyness, he doesn't know how people will react when he does things and he stays away from them. He will tell, yes, I see the benefit. But he cannot resist. Good idea. So his confidence and strength of the heart and hard working should be there all the time, you know. Whatever you understand to be, you know, correct, just do it. You know? Who cares? As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do it, just do it. Yeah. You're not harming anyone. They're corrupt and they're doing their corruption and you are not interfering. Why would they interfere in yours, you know? So Ibn al-Qayyim says, وَإِمَّا لِضَعْفٍ فِي النَّفْسِ وَعَاجِزٍ فِي الْقَلْبِ بِحَيْثُ لَا يُطَاوِعُهُ عَلَىٰ إِيثَارِ الْأَصْلَحِ لِرَفْعِ عِلْمِهِ بِأَنَّهُ الْأَصْلَحِ فَإِذَا صَحَّ إِدْرَكُهُ وَقَوِّيَتْ نَفْسُهُ وَتَشَجَّعَ قَلْبُهُ عَلَىٰ إِيثَارِ الْمَحْبُوبِ الْأَعْلَىٰ وَالْمَكْرُوهِ الْأَدْنَىٰ فَقَدْ وُفِّقَ لِأَسْبَابِ السَّعَادَةِ والله. Ibn Qayyim says, the reason why you see people making the wrong choice is either he doesn't understand the reality of that thing, the benefits and the result and the good consequence, or he does understand, but unfortunately he is very weak when it comes to execution. He is waiting for somebody to make comments whether he is right or wrong. This is harming us a lot. Waiting for them to comment on my attitude and my behavior. And whatever negative comment comes from them will be capable of depriving me from continuing. So sometimes I make a decision based on my assumption of their comment. They might not like it, and then I just stay away from it. Trust me, my dear brothers and sisters, many people are like that. Many people are like that. People go to places and change. And they were not like that. And they will not have the shyness to tell you that, yes, we change. Because they cannot resist the environment, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا. You know. So, you have other places, you know, that you can go and stay. And that's why Hijrah, Bab al-Hijrah is open until the Day of Judgment. So Ibn Qayyim says, فَإِذَا صَحَّ إِدْرَاكُهُ وَقَوِّيَتْ نَفْسُهُ وَتَشَجَّعَ قَلْبُهُ عَلَىٰ إِثَارِ الْمَحْبُوبِ الْأَعْلَىٰ وَالْمَكْرُوهِ الْأَدْنَىٰ فَقَدْ وُفِّقَ لِأَسْبَابِ السَّعَادَةِ. If you have strong knowledge, a strong understanding, a very clear understanding of things in the way they are, and also at the same time your soul is very strong when it comes to the execution, it sees nothing except maradillahi azza wa jalla. Ibn Qayyim says, if you have these two qualities, you know, that helps you to favor, you know, that al-mahbub al-a'la, or to favor staying away from al-matruk, you know, or doing the makruh al-adna to avoid the makruh al-a'la, if you do that, faqad wuffiqta li asbab al-sa'ada. This is the one that is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the path of success. Yeah, to the path of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the path of success. قال فمن الناس من يكون سلطان شهوته أقوى من سلطان عقله وإيمانه فيقهر الغالب الضعيف ومنهم من يكون سلطان إيمانه وعقله أقوى من سلطان شهوته. So here Ibn al-Qayyim is going to get into some other matters which are related to the first one. So I guess this will be the best place to stop, inshallah. 42 minutes of class is more than enough, inshallah. So let's stop here. Bidhillahi Azza wa Jalla, I meet you in the next class next week. Bidhillahi Azza wa Jalla. So if there is any question, let's ask. Yes. Nabda bil Ayman. Sorry. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. قوة النفس. listen to the dars. How do you have it? Because these things are supposed to be natural. A person has to stay away from shyness, has to study, because studying, seeking the knowledge, will let you understand things in the way they are. Becoming a simple person who is not imma. You know imma? Imma is a person that is always in ahsan al-nas wa ahsant. Wa in asa'u asat. And they're doing things based on what people are doing. They're happy with him, he goes with it. And he sees people doing things, he will also do. You get it? That's imma. So a Muslim shouldn't become imma, as the Prophet said, Muslim shouldn't become imma. Imma means you're doing things because people are doing. Right, wrong, you don't care. As long as this is what people are doing, you just follow. No, you have to be somebody who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has the courage, you know, and the confidence when it comes to doing things. So you study, you get the benefits, you get the knowledge, you understand things in the way they are, and when it comes to the application, you just have to be strong. And what helps in this regard is just tell yourself always that this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to do it as if I'm the only one who exists. I don't care. They like it, they don't like it, this is their business, not mine. And this should be like that, actually. This is their business, not yours. Because you are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Allah doesn't like intermediaries. You have to go to him directly. So when you worship him, you have to go to him directly. You don't put somebody in between. So sometimes we don't put people in between in the way the mushrikeens are doing, but in our life, we put people. And I'm talking about people who are trying to be good. Trust me, many people are doing what they're doing because they don't want to avoid it, because if they avoided their friends, you know, I call myself Sunni, you call yourself Sunni, so it's like we have a community. So I'm doing all that which I'm doing. And sometimes I stay away from doing things, or I do things because I don't want you to have negative comment. That's very bad, you know. The awam al-nas, wallahi, might be better than us. Unity is something, and your good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something else. When it comes to ibadat, this is always you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you have some doubt when it comes to the authenticity of something, but sometimes, trust me, you keep doing it. Why? Because all of the people surrounding you, they're doing it. I'm talking about people who are in the same mentality as yours, the same group you have. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So you keep doing, although you have doubt, but you keep doing. And this sometimes deprives you from seeing the truth. You will lie. It really blinds. I remember long ago, when the first people who introduced science of hadith to us, very young man, you can say 99% of the people who are going to him just blindly listen, very harsh. No madhab, no, all of these, this, very harsh. So 99% amongst the were just like, you must have evidence for everything. All of these things are. I remember I used to tell two of my friends, one of them is called Amir and the other one, Abdullah. I used to tell them, we don't join these classes before we study, because we have been going to the fiqh of Maliki classes, and we reach a certain level in that. We told them, realistically, you cannot just stay away from something without having evidence that is stronger than what you're doing. And we realize that we're sitting sometimes, things have been passed with no evidence, and we just accept. And people are just accepting. So I still remember that when I told them the issue of Rabbana wa lakal hamd, sami Allahu liman hamidahu, what Mahmoom should say. We know the stance of the Shaykh, but we know also the stance of the majority of the scholars. Why can't we use the little knowledge we have to analyze the issue, you know? Rather than just know this person is right, is always right, never make a mistake, you know? And trust me, most of the people are like that. That's why when we went to Medina, most of them, they cut us off because they think we became corrupt. Yeah, I remember we all believe that, what is that? Jisat al-Istirah is like Rukun min Arkan al-Salah. Well, a person can stay away from saying salam to you if you don't do Jisat al-Istirah. You can see from his face that he is angry. I remember when I went to Medina, the first time I prayed in the Masjid of Jamaat al-Islamiyah, I was waiting for the Imam to sit for the Jisat al-Istirah. I see most of the people don't sit for. Some sit, some sit. And it's not an issue. Everyone is saying salam to everyone, you know. I started to send some message, you know. What exactly are we doing? You know, this is Medina to Rasulullah and the real scholars are here, you know. And we went to the Muhaddith of Medina, you know, subhanAllah. And then he was talking about one of the issues that people clash so much on. What issue is that? You remember? Okay, there are a lot, so you cannot remember. You cannot see the one that I am thinking about. When you make intashahud, what would you say? As-salatu ala nabi. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi or as-salamu ala nabi. Which one? People fought a lot. The first time when I went and that Shaykh subhanAllah was bringing all types of sunan, he remembers, to support that the opinion of the vast majority of the scholars is the only one that can stand. It's always almost sunnah mutawatira. 2 years later, Omar has been teaching people how to do the tashahud, and he was telling them, As-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabi. I started to think that something is wrong in the manhaj itself of learning. You know, it's not about following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but you have to follow him correctly. You know. So what I'm trying to say is sometimes your love to somebody or to a group of people blinds you from seeing the truth, because you believe that the truth is only restricted in those people. Cannot go out of it, you know. And subhanAllah, bring one person from the righteous scholars in the past who was like that. I cannot remember anyone. The harsh ones and the non-harsh one, Jama'atina ibn Hazm, fi min jama'atikum man ya'taqid annahu da'iman asah. But I don't think even with the Zahiris, you know, nobody, rather than, whether they're harsh or they're not harsh, you know, in the Salaf al-Saleh, who believes that they're always right? Or truth is always in them? You know, they don't. You hear them saying that, Rahimallahu fulan and dafa ala al-Islam. You know, he's qala sah. He says something that is correct. They hate him. They don't like him. But what he says is correct. And they emphasize on that. They say, yeah, that's correct. That's true. Take it, you know. So it's a very important thing we have to understand, you know. Attach yourself to the knowledge. You have you a lot so that you will not become imma. You're just doing things because your group are doing it, you know. No, you have to make sure that it is the truth. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. It is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants you to do. That's why, wallahi, yani, whoever can go, you know, unfortunately, things are changing, you know, change a lot, a lot, a lot. Otherwise, I would tell you, whoever can have opportunity to be in the Islamic University of Medina, I will tell him to go immediately. That place has a lot of good thing in it. It helps you to understand the truth in the way it is, and also to have the adab, the tarbiyah, because it's not about knowledge, you know. It's about adab. Adab, adab, adab. You know? You have the knowledge, but attached to it is adab. How to practice, how to behave, how to convey the message, how to give da'wah, you know, all of these things will be given, you know. You go to somewhere else, knowledge could be given, but adab will not be given. Rather than bringing benefit to the community, you're bringing harm to yourself and harm to others also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to truth. So back to your questions. So seeking knowledge through the correct and the true scholars, and also having the strong nafs to practice what you have learned. These are really necessary for you to attain that which Ibn Qayyim is talking about. Yeah, and both are based on your own personal effort. Allah grant us good and tawfiq. It's for you. I mean,
we mentioned that if you're working a haram job, you have to leave it immediately. Yeah. Even if there is no burden.
Badal is replacement. Badal with lam at the end is replacement. I work with Khalid, then I'm leaving Khalid's company because he chased me away. No, he did not. I left his company to Mazin's company. I have a replacement. So when I left, I know I'm going to somewhere. But I'm leaving his company. You ask me, where do you go? I tell him, nothing. So what do you do? Nothing. That's wrong thinking. Yeah. Unless if that job is causing me stress and I try my best to avoid it, it doesn't work. So it's better to go and rest. Take rest. If that rest can bring me back to my consciousness, then I will say I'm leaving it to a badal. Yeah, a badal means homestay. You stay in home and just resting, you know. Yeah, that's better. But you don't have any issue with the job. There is nothing. You just want to leave out of laziness. That's wrong thinking. Yeah. So these are all in the normal circumstances, but in terms of when it comes to the haram thing, you just have to stay away from it. You must stay away from it right on the spot. The moment you know that this is haram, la tubihu sharia. يجب عليك أن تخرج منه. يجب وجوبا. Whether that is a replacement, there is no replacement, you just have to stay away from it. Replacement will come later. And you don't make it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a condition that I am leaving, but I have to get a replacement in the future. Allah might delay to test you. So what would you do if He doesn't give you the replacement? Yeah, because you're dealing with somebody who doesn't need us at all. Allah does not need any one of us. So if you say that He has to give me for me to stay away from, Allah will leave you with your choice. You know? Allah grant is good. You know? So that's better. I mean,
I have a friend in the job where they forced him to promote selling of alcohol. After he left, he got a better offer from an Islamic bank. He told me he is planning to accept it as it is Islamic, and his ustad says as long as it is Sharia compliant, then it is fine. What is the advice that we can give?
I tell him he should be given the details about what exactly are they doing. You get it? What exactly are they doing? Based on that, he makes his decision. Is it Islam? Because everyone claims that he's doing Islam, but when you go to the details, he's not. كُلٌّ يَدَّعِي وَصْلًا بِلَيْلَ وَلَيْلَ لَا تَقِرُّ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ. Everyone calls himself Islam, Islam, Islam. But Islam مِنْهُ بُرَى. Yeah. So it is wajib upon him to check in detail, because we realize that in many places, that Sharia compliance is not there. Islamically, realistically, it's not there. Although some companies say it's okay for him to go, but if you look at the Sharia and look at what they're doing, it doesn't match. Yeah. So it's calling a good offer is not. It has to be checked first and thoroughly scrutinized. If he finds out that, yes, it is okay, then he goes with it. Then that is good offer. If not, it is not a good offer. If he's going to be dealing with riba, actually drinking wine is easier, you know, than riba. Yeah.
Next question, my sister. Assalamu alaikum. is it better not to name a child Khalilullah?
That's kadhib, actually.
So it's better?
No, that's kadhib. Yeah, that's lying. I thought this is very obvious, actually. If I call somebody Khalilullah, that's kadhib. How is he Khalilullah? That's only Ibrahim and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is nobody is Khalilullah except those two. So when I call him Khalilullah, that's lying. That's kadhib. Waftiyatun ala Allah. Yeah. One of the worst type of sins is to talk on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. Because when you say Khalilullah, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him as Khalil, and he also take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Khalil. And go and see some of those who are called Khalil, go and see their activities, you know, their life. أخشى أن يكون الشيطان يتبرأ منه. والله أخشى أن يكون الشيطان himself doesn't want to connect him to them. So a person, when you name your child, a person has to be realistic. Good name. A name that doesn't have any lie in it. Yeah, calling a person Khalilullah is kadhib. Although we know their intention, but intention doesn't work here. Yeah, that title should be kept for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Two of them. That's it. Yeah, these are all dislikes named by the scholars because they contain praise. Izzuddin, Badruddin, all of them. So when you want to, yeah, and then you don't, yeah, that, like when I ask one of them, who is the president of your country? He called his name, you know, and his name is Muslim. Yeah, and he says, this is one of the worst people I ever met, ever saw in my life, you know. And his name is, no, Islam, I think, Islam, not Muslim, Islam. Yeah, because Islam is the whole thing. Muslim is actually a little, you know, Islam is the whole thing. Yeah, he was the whole thing. And he's the most corrupt according to his people. Yeah. That's why we have to be very careful, you know. Name a person, you know. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yakrahu hadhihi al-asma. Islam. Muslim is okay. Eh? Yeah, Muslim, because everyone is Muslim. Whether you call it, you don't call it, he is Muslim. Yeah. Because once he gets out of Islam, then, a'udhu billah. So, but Islam, yeah. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afraid of, actually, there are bigger issues, which that person who calls himself Islam, but doing all types of bad things. You know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nobody should call Iman. And it was because somebody might come to the house and say, is Iman here? You tell them what? No. What does that mean? This is the house of kuffar or what? Okay, so that's it. Better to go with the straightforward names. Abu Bakr, Uthman, Abdurrahman, Abdullah, Ibrahim. Mazin?
Yes. Yeah.
Finish.
If we see someone doing something wrong and we know that that person knows as well, what is the right approach for us to handle the situation, to advise the person?
Yeah, even if he has knowledge, he needs leniency, gentleness, softness, and secrecy, meaning to go and talk to him in secret. Yeah, you should talk to him in secret, not in public. Because naturally, when you talk to people in public, تَأْخُذُهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. The person might become arrogant after that. He knows, but he doesn't want to listen because of the way you address the matter. So even if he knows, a person should go to them and talk to them in secret and try to reason with them and convince them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq. That's the last one. Okay, Khalid.
So certain companies, when you leave the company, they ask immediately, like on 24-hour notice, they ask you to pay the company back 3 months worth of your salary. So if this person can't afford this, the job is haram, so he leaves it for the sake of Allah, but then he has to pay the company back.
It's better for him, because legally he might put himself into trouble if he doesn't. Yeah. If he doesn't, and these are the things that I'm yet to study them deeper and deeper. I have a lot of problem with that. You get it? I have a lot of problem with that, especially when exaggeration is being made. Why do I need to pay 3 months, you know, of salary? Because they're going to find somebody who will work with them 1 month or even less. They have already, most likely, a lot of applications right after you leave, they will bring somebody. Why do I need to be patient and to be punished? I'm paying that because I'm compensating the loss, but they do not lose anything. On what basis I'm paying them? So I have this question that remains. I have never got the time, but inshallah, I will sit to see how to go deeper and deeper to have a stance with this, yeah, on this matter. Yeah. So, but a person should just go out. Go out and think of a way, a way to settle the case. Or just tell them, I can't do this. I just realized that according to my religion, I cannot do. Yeah, they will fire you. Tell them, Alhamdulillah. Yeah, because of that, you don't pay anything. Yeah, tell them, I can't do. And the condition says, if you can't do it, then they have the right to fire you. Remind them about that right, so that they can observe it properly. You know? Yeah, that's the best way out. You know, tell them religiously, I cannot do this. Yeah, I was doing it because I don't know. But today somebody told me that is, according to my religion, this is prohibited. So I don't see any reason for me to continue with you guys. I'm very sorry. I cannot do it. If you can keep me without doing, then no problem. But if I have to do it, then I'm ready to go. Okay? Resign without payment. You go. Or if we don't give you a recommendation letter. Actually, your recommendation letter brings tragedy to my life. Anyway, Allah grant us good and tawfiq and help us to do that which is right. Yes, Khalid. Now yes. I'm off. Amin alaykum.
Two concepts, umum and tibyan, and am and khas. The difference is that they're application and issues, right? Umum and tibyan are used in the same issue, and am and khas are usually used when comparing different issues, right?
I don't get I don't get the question, actually. Umum, tibyan.
And tibyan. Meaning uh-huh. Umum, the Prophet mentioned something generally, and then later he specifies.
Mm-hmm.
So this concept is always in the same issue, right? It cannot be different issue. But the other concept of am and khas, they can span different issues, right?
I don't see the place where you're coming from in this different system. You have umum, you have tibyan.
Yes, and you have am and you have khas.
Yeah, you have am and you have khas.
Yeah.
So you said umum.
And
tibia.
Yeah, so these two are always referring to the same issue.
What is the relationship between umum and am?
The difference is that, for example,
The connection. Are they together?
No, they're separate because, for example, the Prophet mentioned something generally, and then later on he specifies what was intended. So this concept is different from am and khas. Isn't it?
So if you become am makhsus, are you referring to the one that you call am makhsus?
Because, for example, when they say, when you listen to the Quran, you should be silent. This is am.
And you listen
but
to?
When the Quran is being recited,
you should be silent. Uh-huh.
But when you use it in salah now, you are going to contradict the khas. So now the issue here is different. Although one is am and the other is khas. But in umum and tibyan, the Prophet ﷺ, they are always referring to the same issue. not a different issue. But in Am and Khas, you can compare different issues. You can say that Mas'ala is for that issue, and this issue here is Khas. It needs a different ruling. It has a separate ruling. So that is Am, this is Khas. But in Umum and in Tibyan, it is the same issue. The Prophet ﷺ is just elaborating on what was intended. Is this concept correct?
No. Because the umum is the result of that am, the text that the Prophet ﷺ gave us. It results in umum, umum al-khusus. Yeah. That's why when they are making differences between things, they will say بَيْنَهُمَا umum وَخُصُوص. They're talking about alfaz which necessitate umum, alfaz which necessitate khusus. They go all together. So when you are separating them, they look like two different entities, which are not. Umum is the result of am, and the am, how do we know am? Because of the text and the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is using it, which result the umum, which result in the umum, and the khusus is the result of the khas, the taqsis that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing. So they have this topic of contradiction between am wal khas, how to deal with this issue. And also you have the am that is maqsus, and this is the one that you are referring to, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something but then khassasahu bishay'in akhar. For me to understand the correct understanding from this, then I have to combine both. I have to learn this one and that one, then I will know that, yeah, this umum is not intended because it was made khas by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself. Yeah. Inshallah. I think we have to come back to our rawda before you say farewell, inshallah. Oh, don't tell me tomorrow. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the truth. Mazin,
I have two questions.
They just came.
Yes.
Khalid, yeah, Allah guide you.
For a sister, should she make up the Ramadan fast first, the leftovers first, or then, or the six fast of Shawwal?
The leftover first. And then the 6 days of Shawwal second. Except if she has a lot. In which if she is to make it first, then 6 days of Shawwal will finish. She will not be able to combine both. And in this case, she does the Shawwal first. Yeah. Inshallah, she will reach that reward. Bidhillah Azza wa Jalla. Azza wa Jalla will act as an excuse for her to start with the Shawwal before Ramadan. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal." But she did not complete her Ramadan yet. Yeah. Although somebody might say that she was commanded only to fast at that moment, those days, and she did them. She did what she was commanded to do. That might be one of the justifications of those who said she can start with Shawwal first, no need to start with Ramadan. But being on the safe side is always better. Finish your Ramadan first and then go for the Shawwal. Unless if she knows that she has a lot to do, in which if she is to start with Shawwal, with Ramadan, she might not be able to fast Shawwal. Or it will be so much on her, 20 days for instance, 15 days. Yeah, that means she's going to fast almost all of Shawwal. Yeah. And if this is her ada, then she cannot. If she has 15 days, she cannot fast Shawwal. It's going to come again also in Shawwal 15 days. When did she replace the previous 15 days and come for the Shawwal? Yeah. Allah grant is good. The next.
Last question.
Inshallah.
Previous question that you mentioned, like the names, like Iman, Islam, and all that. Should the parent change?
Then go and tell. Yeah, then go and tell people that.
Should the parent change the name? of this child if the name is like Khalilullah, Safiullah?
That one, they have to change it. Yeah, that one they have to change it. If I have a son that I call Islam, I will change. If I have a daughter that I call Iman, I will change to something else. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dislike it. Not in the way I will quickly change the Khalilullah, because that one is kathib. It's lying. But those are the ones the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he wish he can stop. Some of the names he said he wish in the future he can stop people from calling using those names. So with Islam and the Iman and all of those ones, and you have heard why the Prophet ﷺ said, so if I have a child, I will change his name. But the Prophet ﷺ, even if a name contains praise, he used to change it to something else. Yeah, it's better. Then, okay, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.